heard the fanfare, that means it's Thursday, and it's time for us to meet Matt Olean here on Main Street. Matt is going to review another movie. Matt, what do you have?
Didi, D-I-D-I. That is a term used in Asian culture for little brother.
Right.
This is the new film from Sean Wang. Sean Wang is a director who recently had the documentary Oscar-nominated short 9A and Waipo, which also played at the Fargo Film Festival and won some awards with us. He's now moved into feature filmmaking with his first feature, Didi.
Matt, let's take a look at the trailer.
What was your name again?
Chris. All my friends just call me Wang Wang.
And what should I call you?
You're never gonna survive high school.
You're like a lizard with your scaly eczema skin.
Pizza face!
Ah, lizard.
Just call me a. Nobody loves you.
All right, Matt, we've now listened to the trailer of Didi. It's a coming-of-age film for sure. This is one that you've really, really liked, I think.
I did. Set in 2008 in California, it follows this 13-year-old boy, Chris Wang, who is, you know, obviously, this is a semi-autobiographical film by the director, Sean Wang, and part of a recent kind of pattern of filmmakers making movies about their upbringing. You know, Spielberg's The Fableman, Sam Mendes did a film like that, Lee Isaac Chung's Minari. So it's like a pattern of filmmakers kind of talking about their youth, semi-autobiographical. They use different names, but it kind of chronicles their youth as they moved into movie making. So it takes place in California, 2008, kind of at the dawn of social media. Okay. That's a big part of this movie is MySpace, Facebook, you know, the initial Facebook launch by Zuckerberg, and how kids communicate online and how things can be misconstrued and how things can be awful online. So you get quite a bit of that as Didi, Chris Wang is the boy's name in the movie. You know, Didi is, of course, what he's referred to as little brother. He lives with his mother, his grandmother, and his sister Vivian, who he bickers with all the time. She's about to head off to college. So Chris is going into ninth grade in high school. It's the summer before ninth grade. He's got friends. He's nervous. He's kind of withdrawn. The actor Isaac Wang, who plays Chris, plays the boy basically poker face. This kid hardly ever smiles. He's very, you know, quiet as that awkward age. The film reminded me of Bo Burnham's wonderful film Eighth Grade, which came out a few years ago, which was so amazing, which kind of captures that awkward age of that transition from middle school to high school. So love this movie. It really captures all of that. It also captures what it's like for Chris to grow up in a Taiwanese-American family in California, and he's kind of embarrassed by his Asian heritage a little bit as he tries to fit in with these skateboarding guys who he videotapes and makes videos for, but he also makes a lot of mistakes in the movie. There's a girl he likes. It's kind of that awkward kind of first foray into romance. Not going to tell you what happens there, but what I liked about the movie, too, is not everything turns out okay. You know, some movies, some coming-of-age movies, by the end, everything's fine, everything's great as he starts ninth grade. That isn't always the case with this movie, and I think that's why the truth of it, of what Sean Wang's upbringing was like, really comes to the fore. Wonderful performance by Isaac Wang as Chris Wang. Shirley Chen plays his sister Vivian. She's really good. Joan Chen is kind of the name actress in the movie. She plays the mom who's always at odds with her kids, and the dad is not around. He's making money somewhere else, sending money back. So it's a very tense kind of family situation, a lot of bickering, a lot of things like that that are very typical with teenage kids, right? We've parented Sure. teenage kids, Craig. It can be difficult at times. The back talking, the snide remarks, it's all there in black and white. So really like this movie a lot. It's not shot with any kind of glamorous cinematography or flashy direction, but it's real, right? It's a real story about a real 13-year-old navigating, making mistakes.
Matt, what I wondered about this movie, I have not seen it yet. I've watched the trailer. We plan to see it for sure. I do think it sounds really good, is how the intersection of culture mm-hmm. and cultural identity really kind of intertwine here. And sometimes I think that's hard for directors to get right in a movie when they're intersecting mm-hmm. Taiwanese culture, in this case, with American culture. How'd that work?
Well, it works because this is what Sean Wang grew up with. So he knows what his upbringing was like in California. For example, Joan Chen is the mother, and then her mother-in-law that lives with them, they mostly do not speak English around the kids. And then the kids will respond by speaking English. They're Americanized. Chris and his sister Vivian are completely Americanized. They don't have accents. They have American accents, right? So they speak in English back to the mother and the grandmother. And so that's really interesting to watch. And I have to believe that is how it really happened with Sean Wang's family growing up. I would say, if you have not seen his documentary short, Nainai and Waipo, it is so good. It was an audience favorite at the Fargo Film Festival. It's a real story about his two grandmothers, which are very important in Taiwanese and Asian culture, as they are in any culture. But he captures that push and pull between being Taiwanese American and just being American, right? It's that identity thing. At one point in the film, Chris kind of lies to his friends that, oh, my dad's not Asian. My dad's white. That comes back to bite him because you got to tell truth, right? So there's a lot of that cultural intersection, him navigating this. Even the girl he likes, she didn't mean it bad when she says it to him because she's being nice to him. She even makes a crack about him. You're kind of cute for Asian. There's little cracks like that in the movie that feel real because I have to believe they really happened to Sean Wang in reality, growing up in 2008.
This movie has a great Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, it's been critically acclaimed in certain circles. May not have the chutzpah, though, for the Academy Awards.
Yeah, good question. You know, Bo Burnham's Eighth Grade, I thought, should have got a lot more awards buzz when that came out in, I think it was 2018. Wonderful movie. Just so awkward to watch this poor it was so hard to watch. The performance by the actress as this eighth grade girl was just heartbreaking in parts. And so is Isaac Wang as Dee Dee. It's heartbreaking to watch because you can see him making mistakes. Like, don't do that. Don't block that girl that likes you because you're nervous. Don't do that. Don't do silly things. But you know what? Kids do silly things, and it drives us crazy, doesn't it? But we did the same thing, and that, I think, is why the movie works, because we're watching him make mistakes, and we're cheering for him to not make mistakes.
If only we had the wisdom then that we have now.
Yes.
Matt, talk about maybe what's coming down the road.
Beetlejuice, that's the buzz. That's out this weekend. And, you know, Michael Keaton is back, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, Jenna Ortega, who is, you know, the young female actress of the moment for sure, is in it. So we'll see. You know, I'm not one of these people that loves the original Beetlejuice. A lot of people that are of a certain age do love it. I think it's a good film. I think it's a good Tim Burton film. But let's face it, Tim Burton's made some bad films. He really has. He has a very up and down track record for me, so we'll see.
This is in the fun film category for us. I don't know necessarily we think that it's a great film, but it's in there for just fun. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, mm-hmm. Airplane,
yep.
Napoleon Dynamite, Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, Matt, let's get to our trivia question. I don't think I've asked you this before, and I hope Ashley hasn't either. Which picture won the very first Academy Award?
Wings was the best picture for 1928. The interesting thing about that first Academy Awards is there was a second award called Unique or Artistic Picture, and Sunrise got that. And then they discontinued the award the next year, and it was just Best Production, Best Picture.
That's correct, and it was a silent film.
Yes.
Name another silent film to get Best Picture.
The Artist in 2011.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.